We're joined now by our fitness and wellness coach, Kieran McMahon. Kieran, of course, is an online personal trainer, the founder of KM Fitness and the Be A Better Man online coaching mentorship. And this week, Kieran is going to talk about how to see fitness results when you don't go to the gym. You know, some people are a bit reticent to go, and also the top tips to create your own home gym. Good morning to you.
Alan, how are we? I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad at all. And you're all about fitness and wellness, and you have promised not to mention Sunday's Manchester Derby. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Just before we get underway, do nothing for my mental health. We've spoken before, Kieran, about, you know, people who want to keep on top of their fitness, but just, you know, they're put off by gyms. Maybe they're, you know, they're perceived inferiority complex or whatever it might be. So how, for those who don't go to the gym, how can they keep on top of fitness results, and how can they go about creating perhaps their own kind of little gym at home?
Yeah, no, really good question, Alan. I suppose this is something that I actually focus a lot on with the guys I coach every single week, every single month, because I suppose the first thing is to get rid of the myth. A lot of guys and a lot of people and out there will actually not even take on a fitness challenge or a fitness journey because of their fear of joining the gym, or also because they're not near a gym, right? So the first thing is actually understanding that the gym is not needed to get results, especially fat loss results or weight loss results in particular. And if you can actually just understand that from today, that's going to be a massive bonus in just relation to getting results, right? So the history of the actual word gym comes from gymnasium, as everybody will know, but it actually dates back to ancient Greek times. This is my history lesson for the day, but ancient Greek times. And the word gymnasium actually means a school for exercise or a place for exercise, right? Well, if I was actually giving the definition, I think it actually means a place for naked exercise, because that's where the Greeks were back in those days, right? But I'm not going to go into that. But the thing about it is, right, it's a place for exercise. So in other words, it's somewhere you go, it's an environment where you move, right? And that's all it is. It's literally just a place for physical activity. It's kind of like going to a coffee shop, right? Coffee shops are where you go to drink coffee and enjoy your coffee, but you can also enjoy your coffee at home, right? It's the same thing, it's the same activity. So I think if you just break the stigma of you have to go to the gym in order to see results, it's absolute false, right? And as I said, over 50% of the clients that I coach actually don't go to any gym. So there's actually some benefits of not going to the gym. I mentioned those quickly. Two of them are quite obvious. Like, you're saving money, so you've no gym membership. And also, most importantly for every single person listening to this, everybody's going to be busy. Everybody's going to have families, kids to pick up from school. You have to get to work. So actually not going to a gym saves you time. And you can actually get incredible results by saving time and saving money, which is a massive bonus. But the three things I just want to very quickly talk about today. And the first one is how you create your own quote-unquote gymnasium at home. You don't have to spend a huge amount of money. In actual fact, you don't spend any money in order to do this. And listen, it wasn't that long ago, right, that we were actually training at home all the time because of COVID. We didn't have any choice, right? So the thing about it is that the way I would advise people to set up their gymnasium at home is three things. Number one, create a space where you actually do your exercise at home, okay? So whether that's your garage, whether that's your sitting room, just dedicate a space. And that might mean move the table around, move the chairs around, move the couch around, but you actually have to create a space, because I think what turns a lot of people off is they don't actually have space, or they don't actually spend a bit of time to think about planning out where they're actually going to exercise. So if you actually can actually make that your space, that's absolutely huge. The second thing I would say in relation to your environment is music, right? Again, when you go to any gym, the first thing any gym is going to have is music. Like the gym I go to is kind of a bodybuilding style gym, really old school, and it's all like hard rock kind of music, but that's the theme for that gym. You create your own music, so you actually have control of the playlist, which is absolutely fantastic, or even just put on your headphones. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is you can invest in equipment. You don't have to spend a huge amount of money. Resistance bands work really well. Even just buying yourself an exercise mat will actually make your living room or your garage or wherever you're training feel more like a place to actually go and exercise, right? So that is the very first thing, is create your own, design your own gymnasium at home, how you want to do it, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, and again, I've talked about this before, is adding variety, right? So there is no one way just to lose weight. There is no one way just to burn body fat or gain muscle, whatever your goal might be. You actually need a bit of variety because it makes it more enjoyable. So if you actually add varieties such as maybe going for daily walks, going for a run, going for a hike, none of these things involve the gym, and it's actually going to make your fitness journey more enjoyable. And that's a key message I try to get across all the time, Alan, is that fitness is not just about losing weight. Fitness is not just about losing body fat or gaining muscle. Fitness is actually a way of life. It's your general health is number one. And that has to be the most important thing for anybody listening here. So if you actually just embrace a way of life where it's actually enjoyable, you're going for walks, you might do a bit of exercise at home, it just makes the whole thing kind of come together. And then the final tip. So we've talked about environment, setting it up at home. Second thing, add variety, whether that's five a side or whatever that might be for you. And the third thing is PSG. This is like a little word I use with my guys, and it's not the soccer team in Paris that I'm talking about. PSG stands for, and this is all about getting results. P is for having a plan. S is for having structure. And G is having a goal, right? So again, what stops a lot of people from actually making progress is they don't know what they're doing. So they're not following any sort of plan. And I'm not saying you have to sign up to anything. This is literally like just basically creating your own, sitting down with a piece of pen and paper and going, you know what? I'm going to do a run twice a week, or I'm going to go and do a full body exercise that I see on YouTube two mornings a week, right? You can actually get so much all this stuff online. So that's the first thing, have some sort of a plan. The second thing is structure. So design your week, just like you go to work Monday to Friday for a lot of people, or 9 to 5, that's structured in. Decide, right, on a Monday morning and on a Wednesday morning, I'm going to do a 20-minute home workout. And on a Thursday evening, I'm going to play five-a-side with the lads. And on a Saturday, I'm going to go for a walk with my family. That's four times across your week. You've added variety. You've got a nice bit of structure in place. And you almost look forward to these different days. And then the last one, G, is again, really, really important to have some sort of a goal, Alan. Like, again, maybe that's just running a 5K, a 10K. One of our guys this week has done the Quest in Killarney. And a few of us actually going climbing Kilpatrick this weekend in Mayo. But again, these are all different goals that we've put in place. So they're in my top three things, Alan, in relation to that. But again, make it enjoyable is really, really important.
Brilliant stuff. And you've made me realise, as the owner of a gym, Matt, that I have no excuses.
Well, do you know what? That's just the place to start. And I think a lot of people, like, you don't have to spend a huge amount of money on gym gear. And I suppose since COVID as well, that things have gone down, prices of gym equipment, second-hand stuff, by third-hand stuff. And again, you'd have it forever. And it just gives you that chance to add a bit more variety into your health and lifestyle.
Brilliant stuff and great advice as ever. And indeed, if you ever have any fitness or wellness questions that you'd like us to put to Kieran, do send them in to us. You can text them or WhatsApp them to 086 1800 964 or indeed email them to us at focus@clare.fm. Kieran McMahon, the online personal trainer, founder of KM Fitness, thanks for joining us as ever and best of luck at Kilpatrick this weekend.
Lovely, Alan. And just one before I go, I want to give a shout out to the O'Curry team who are playing in the semi-final of the intermediates coming up in the, this weekend. So I want to give a shout out to those lads. I know a lot of them who are playing. So best of luck to all the boys playing that.
Okay. In the interest of fairness, we'll say best of luck to the other team as well. Thanks very much, Kieran. That's Kieran McMahon there. Thanks for joining us as ever. 0818 400 964 to call us, or you can text or WhatsApp us on 086 1800 964.